Chapter 21. One good setup deserved another. Only mine had to be better, because I had already discovered theirs. Less than 3 hours later, I was sitting on one of the concrete benches lining the perimeter of Bethesda Terrace by the lake in Central Park. I tried to get a little sleep beforehand back in the spare bedroom at my apartment, but it was impossible. Closing my eyes just seemed to magnify everything, if that makes any sense. In my lap now was a Nikon D4, the 300mm lens peeking out beneath the bottom of the Daily News. With the weather warm and breezy and no clouds in sight, I couldn't have asked for a more picture-perfect day. About 30 yards in front of me was the famous fountain known as the Angel of the Waters, the lily being held in the bronze statue's left hand representing the purity of the circular pool around her. Claire had told me that. I suspected it was why I'd chosen the location. That and the crowds of people. There were joggers passing by, locals sipping coffee and hanging out, even some early bird tourists looking in their guidebooks or just looking lost. All in all, safety in numbers. Claire had cleverly hidden the stopper behind her seat in the taxi, but her other two phones had been in her purse, which had disappeared with her killer. He sure didn't have it when he showed up dead in the tub at the Lucinda. Question was, who had the phones now? I'd sent the text to Claire's BlackBerry, the phone provided and paid for by the Times. I was posing as a confidant, someone she knew and trusted, and as roles go, it was hardly a stretch. The tough part, in every sense, was acting as if she were still alive. Timing was everything. The text had to be sent before her death had made the morning news. Same thing for the meeting. Are you up yet? Need to see you ASAP. Think kid might be telling you the truth. Meet me in park. Far end of Bethesda Fount at 9. Something to show you. 10 minutes later, after I'd left the Lucinda, the reply came. A text from Claire's BlackBerry. Okay, see you there. Even if Claire had still been alive, I would have known the reply wasn't from her. She hated the shorthand of texting, countless times complaining to me that it was dumbing down kids and adults alike. Not only would she never use shorthand, but she made fun of me whenever I did. Okay.